American officials suspect that Osama bin Laden himself escaped into Pakistan. It happened as the Taliban lost control of nearby Afghanistan. We're talking next to a man involved in the effort to catch Osama bin Laden in 2001. Gary Burnson is a former field commander for the CIA, who's now written a memoir. It's called Jawbreaker. Before Afghanistan, Burnson's career took him from the Persian Gulf to East Africa to South America, and he compares his job to that of a firefighter.
I was a firefighter, actually, in a previous career when I was in the Air Force. I was a crew chief on a rescue squad. I learned to operate under high stress and crises. It's about improvisation.
You were part of the American team of intelligence and military personnel trying to track down Osama bin Laden and other al-Qaeda figures at the end of 2001 in the mountains of southern Afghanistan. And can you place us in one spot where you know Osama bin Laden was for sure?
Yes. In mid-November, the capital, Kabul, collapses. I immediately learn that bin Laden has fled into Nangarhar province, southeastern Afghanistan. I send an 8-man team into a province which is in complete chaos. There are company-size Chechen elements moving around, al-Qaeda, Taliban, and I sit down with my deputy, and he and 7 others link up with a warlord. An Afghan warlord, not a member of the Northern Alliance. We moved with him down to the mountains. We had learned that bin Laden was up in the mountains. I put a 4-man team up onto a mountain with 10 Afghan guides, and they got over the mother load of al-Qaeda. Bin Laden had fallen back with about 1,000 people. They used the laser designator that they have and a radio, and they call in airstrikes relentlessly for 56 hours. That begins the Battle of Tora Bora.
That's the major weapon that your CIA guys had, was this laser pointer so that you could identify targets and somebody else could come blow them up.
Exactly, because there were so few of us and so many of the enemy that you don't want to be in gunfights with people like that. You want to use air power. You want to leverage technology. And at one point, I allowed food and water to be delivered to bin Laden. I knew it was going to be sent in because he was in contact with people in Jalalabad and people on the outside. We knew what location he was at, and we had a Blue 82, a 15,000-pound device thrown at that location. And you have to remember they had, you know, caves to defend themselves, and they had a lot of people. You had a very small number of Americans inside a province alone, and the Afghans that were working with were Pathans who had previously been allied with the Taliban and with al-Qaeda. So you're paying off warlords to try to get them to switch sides. This is dangerous for my team. I was always concerned about the fact that some of our allies could turn on us at any moment.
And let's be frank, when you're talking about getting warlords to switch sides in Afghanistan, we're talking about large stacks of $100 bills here, right?
You got that right, yes.
Truckloads?
Not truckloads of money, but I had a big rubber trunk and I dragged around about $11 million with me and, you know, made payments as needed.
Well, I mean, you started with $11 million.
How many
dollars did you have at the end of a number of weeks of fighting?
I spent most of it.
Wow.
It took a long time to do the accounting.
I imagine. You don't get a lot of receipts in that situation. You write that you urged for American ground troops, U.S. Army Rangers, to be deployed.
Yeah, I wanted, you know, I'd asked for 600 to 800. The earlier they could have been introduced, the more time there would have been more space in between where bin Laden was and the border was to drop them in between. The longer we waited, he was approaching the border. He was creeping toward the border, trying to defend himself. And, of course, the space became smaller and smaller in which they could be inserted successfully.
Because you were not going to get permission to drop American troops into the other side of the border in Pakistan.
Exactly.
If somebody came to you today and said, give us a plan to go after Osama bin Laden now, what are some elements you'd put in that plan?
I have thought about that, and honestly, I wouldn't speak about it on the radio. I know exactly what I would do, but I don't think he'll be captured. I think he'll be killed ultimately.
That's Gary Burnson, the author of Jawbreaker, The Attack on Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda.